Nationwide Children's Hospital is asking for tax abatements on a new for-profit gene therapy center. If granted, it would exempt the company from paying money to Columbus City Schools for 15 years. Andelin Biosciences is slated to be a for-profit company that would manufacture gene therapy products. Those products would be developed and distributed to companies that sell them for medical treatment, explains Libby Huang, Vice President of Planning and Business Development with Nationwide Children's.
Our focus will be to bring rare genetic disorder treatments for children to the market. We believe that there's a great opportunity for Nationwide Children's to be the leader in that because of our transformational science that has occurred here at Nationwide Children's Hospital.
The center would be part of Ohio State University's West Innovation Campus at the corner of Lane and Carmack. Huang says it will be specifically designed for biologics manufacturing. That, combined with having to hire an expected 150 employees before they can turn a profit, is why they're asking for a 15-year, 100% tax abatement.
The facility cost us about $64 million in improvements to construct. Because the company will take approximately, 4 years to actually then produce treatments, we will have nearly $30 million in taxable payroll with very limited income. And that's the major reason we're seeking the tax abatement.
Well, our stance has always been that, we oppose tax abatements for corporations and that don't need them.
John Coniglio is the president of the Columbus Education Association. The teachers union has long opposed the city forfeiting tax dollars to spur development. He points to Nationwide Children's profit margin, an average of about $327 million per year.
So the first thing that always comes to my mind is, does Children's Hospital really need this tax abatement?
The hospital runs several programs in partnership with Columbus City Schools, including STEM programs and primary care services. Nationwide Children's is also offering an estimated $53 million in healthcare services in the schools during the 15-year abatement period.
Children's Hospital does do good things in Columbus City Schools, but my question would be, are you doing this just because you don't want to take the risk that regular individuals have to take every time they want to open a business or do something new?
Michael Stevens is the interim director of development for the city of Columbus. He says the land that Andelin would be on is currently owned by the state, so it's not generating tax money for the city or the schools.
Without this incentive, there would not be the project. And at this point, this parcel doesn't generate any revenue for the schools or the city. And as a result of incentivizing and making this investment, then we are going to see revenue coming into the income tax for the city that then we share with the schools over that 15-year period.
Stevens says the city and the schools will split land and income taxes from Andelin Biosciences, projected to be about $2.5 million each. That price is still significantly less than would have been collected if the project went through without the abatement. Nationwide Children's needs the approval from both the Columbus Board of Education and Columbus City Council. The proposal has not been presented to council yet, so member Elizabeth Brown declined to make a judgment. But she says it's important to consider the motivation behind Andelin Biosciences.
The genetic disorders are so narrowly presented in the average population that pharmaceutical companies can't make money on developing those things, which is why Children's Hospital is going after it, to my understanding.
The school board plans to take up the abatements on Tuesday. A statement from the school board president says Nationwide Children's has a strong partnership with the district and they're considering the abatement. But council will have the final say. Paige Flager, WOSU News.